This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
I'm Adrian Kennedy, and that man there is our esteemed program producer, Mr. Jeremy Dixon.
Thanks very much, Adrian. You know, I was doing a bit of research, which is rare for me, because I knew we were going to be talking to John Kavanagh in a moment, about the amount of attacks that have taken place on women in Dublin. Let's just deal with Dublin here for a second. Mm. And I was looking up all the different news stories. A lot of it doesn't make it into the mainstream news. Like, did you know that back in February of this year, a woman in just off Henry Street, Adrian, was dragged up a lane, just behind the GPO, was dragged up a lane by a man in his 40s and sexually assaulted. That's just one of many, many stories that don't make it into... Obviously, the big news at the moment regarding this is the tragic story of Justine Valdez. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other stories, smaller stories, that never make it into the news. And I have to be honest, after looking at these stories, I spent about a half an hour, Adrian, looking at these different stories. I have to be honest with you, I'm now terrified for my missus walking home from work in the evening time, or even walking to the shops.
And it's a conversation we had the other day on the programme, and a lot of people feel the same way. A lot of women in particular feel very nervous walking the streets on their own. Well, Conor McGregor's coach is offering females free self-defence classes following the two recent brutal murders of women. John Kavanagh, who owns Straight Blast Gym, is encouraging women to come along and learn the basics as he wants to give them a fighting chance if they are ever attacked. And John joins us on the line. John, welcome to 98FM.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, John.
Now, John, what made you decide to do this?
Well, I'm guessing, like most people, as the details of that horrific attack started to emerge, I just felt I should do something. We obviously specialize in unarmed combat, mostly for sport, but also what we do is very helpful for self-defense, especially for women. The Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu aspect of it, because it specializes in... Girls get in different self-defense situations than guys. Guys tend to be in sort of punch-ups outside bars on a Saturday night. Women are a lot smarter than that and are very rarely involved in those type of situations. They're more involved in situations where they're being grabbed or pinned. And Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is very, very effective at giving them a chance of escaping those type of positions. So,
because I think of God love her, that lady in Enniscary the other day, Justine Valdez. And I think, you know, if, I don't, well, maybe she was, I don't know, but if she had some command of self-defense, she might have been able to fight or attack her off before he got to bundle her into the boot of a car.
Yeah, the stats are pretty clear in this, that any kind of, if you fight back hard, a lot of the times these attackers will give up pretty quick. They're expecting to overpower somebody very fast. And if you can put up as much resistance as possible, there's a lot of stats to support that they will leave you alone.
Which you'd obviously, you know, in a situation like that or situations like that in the future, to be able to fight back in some way would, yeah, I mean, if it makes your man hop back into his car and run, well, then
exactly,
that would be a good thing.
Yeah. John, what is the best move? I know, obviously, you're going to be teaching these in your class, but what is it, supposing, say, for instance, this story that I was looking up about a woman being dragged into a laneway at the back of a GPO. If a woman is grabbed by a man, either from the front or from behind, what is the best move that a woman can do to scare him off straight away?
Yeah, well, I mean, be loud. That's an obvious one, because hopefully you can attract attention. But it is a little bit dependent on exactly where it's happening and what time and who's around. But if you can be loud and be aggressive and be as violent as possible. Now, the actual physical side of things, it's difficult to try and explain over the phone. It's better, obviously. It's a visual, you have to see it.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And I'm hoping people will come along, and even if they're a bit nervous the first time, even just watch one of the classes. We have a very friendly, an excellent female instructor who will be taking the classes. I'll jump in and help out at the odd time, but it'll be mostly a female instruction. And we have actually a couple of females who will be teaching it.
And this is basically just to give women the basics of defending yourself in the unlikely event, and God forbid it should ever happen, but in the unlikely event that you might be attacked by somebody randomly as you walk the street.
Yeah, and that's important what you're saying there, because two things I wanted to make sure was, one, I certainly don't want to be scaremongering and making people feel it's, you know, amazingly dangerous now walking around. It's really not. Of course, there is terrible stories out there, and that's what made me do this, but it is still, thankfully, quite rare. And two, I want to be realistic about it, that this is not something, I don't believe in these, and these tend to pop up, sadly, after these types of incidents where there's 4 weeks self-defense course. This is not that. It's an ongoing skill. Like any skill, you must practice it regular in order to keep it. So it's ongoing. It's on every Saturday. I hope that they'll start that, and who knows, maybe either join my club and train more often or another club, that's fine. But it's something to get them started, and they must keep up their training in order to have these skills ready.
Well, I have to say, John, I think it's a fantastic idea. You're to be commended for offering it. Any woman who's listening to us now who would like to avail of a free women's only self-defense class, where and when or who do they contact?
So you can go onto the website, sbgireland.com. We're on the Nace Road, and it's on every Saturday, 11 a.m. It's women only, and it's taught by women. And I realize sometimes it's a bit intimidating thinking about going to a martial arts gym, so I would encourage them even just to come down and have a look if you want to watch the first once or twice. But they'll see that it's a very friendly atmosphere, very welcoming, and I hope they take up the offer.
All right. Well, I think it's a fantastic offer, and I know from our show the other day, the amount of women who are extremely nervous walking the streets now.
It's sad that women have to take these classes, but I think it's essential, isn't it, Adrian?
It is. It's a great idea. John, I just want to read a message that just came in, and it says, if you get a chance, could you tell John, I read his book and I think he's an inspirational man who followed and never gave up on his dream. I think what he's offering our women here in Dublin is amazing, and hats off to him. So there you go.
That's probably my mother ringing
again. No, it actually is. There's no probably about it.
John, fair play to you. And the gym is Straight Blast Gym. If anybody wants to find out more information, you can Google it and follow up on it and maybe take those classes that have been offered by John. Thanks very much indeed for joining us on 98FM, John.
Thanks, lads. Have
Cheers,
a good
John.
One.
Bye-bye.
Good bye-bye. Okay. There you go. That's a great idea.
This is something
great
that's idea. Gone on in America for years, hasn't it? You often... do you ever see in the movies where women go and get these self-defense classes because... obviously, this is something that it wasn't as you'd always associate it with America, wouldn't you? You know, the lonely woman getting into the car park late at night, and she's opening the car door, and the next minute this prowler comes out and grabs her from behind. And this used to be the stuff of Hollywood movies, didn't it? But it's actually not now.
No, it's not. No. It's not.
Is your missus terrified?
She would never walk on her own, no. She'd never even get a taxi on her own.
Really?
Yeah.
She won't even get a taxi on her own?
No, very rarely.
Well, that's ridiculous because...
No, very rarely will she even take a taxi. She doesn't travel
But she
on
has
her own.
Dogs. Does she walk the dogs on her own?
She would be more likely to, yes, than walk on her own. She wouldn't walk on her own.
Really?
No.
So where's your nearest shop?
Oh, miles away. You have to drive in the car.
Okay, but say, for instance, she was meeting a friend for a cup of coffee in the city centre, and the bus dropped her off at the top of Parnell Street. Would she walk down O'Connell Street at 9 o'clock at night on her own?
In the dark, no.
Really?
No.
And has something happened that...
No, nothing in particular. No, she's just
aware that of how dangerous it is.
Yeah, it's sad. But if you want to follow up on that, just Google John Kavanagh's gym and, follow up on it.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.